I'm Al.
And I'm Dung. No, I'm Papa.
And you're listening to Al and Papa. G.
I'm so confused.
Do you know what those are short for?
Large?
No, Luigi and Gooigi.
Luigi, of course. Luigi and Gooigi. Oh, it's a confusing night. Luigi, Gooigi, what is your question for me tonight?
If you were the mayor of Hamilton, what things would you do to change the city?
If I were the mayor of Hamilton, what would I do to change the city? Well, I would have to think about what I want to change first, or more what other people want changed. So I think I would paint the streets with chocolate, right? And then I would put a coffee shop inside of every house, right? Is that okay?
No. The coffee shop would be like a whole room.
Oh, it would be too big?
Yeah.
Okay. I would put an amusement park inside of Lime Ridge Mall with big slides and roller coasters and lots of games.
It's in Hamilton.
Lime Ridge Mall is in Hamilton.
What else? Aberdeen Tavern.
What would I do there?
For me, I would, for the party room, add balloons and confetti when you're done singing happy birthday.
Okay.
Confetti would fall from the sky.
That's pretty cool. What else? I would trade in everyone's car for a Tesla so everyone drives one. That'd be good.
But I don't know if you really can.
No, you don't know?
You'll have to buy a lot of Teslas.
And I would make a secret handshake that everyone that lives in Hamilton has to know. So if somebody wants to move from Toronto or elsewhere, they have to learn this secret handshake. Do you want to see what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, give me your hand. So it starts like this, and then it goes a few taps, and then our knuckles go. And then we interlock our fingers like this.
That tickles.
And you were slightly tickled. That is the secret handshake that I would make. All of these are absolutely ridiculous, and I do not think I would be the most useful of mayors for the city of Hamilton.
I think I would.
Yeah?
I would put a coffee shop in every restaurant.
Wait, are you stealing my campaign ideas?
I would put confetti that falls from a ceiling everywhere, even the clouds.
Okay. So for the next election, do you want to run for mayor?
Yes.
Should we create a campaign for you so we tell everyone that you are running for mayor and they should vote for Duncan?
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing it. What color is your sign going to be?
Half gold, half silver.
Okay. Half gold, half silver. You ready for my question?
All gold.
No green?
Oh, gold, green.
And silver?
Half gold, quarter green, and silver.
That's a tricky design challenge. My question for you tonight is, could you eat more cookies than Santa Claus?
No.
No?
Is it just one day?
We'll say in 1 hour, if you and Santa Claus are sitting at the same table and have an infinite supply of cookies in front of you, how many cookies do you think you could eat in 1 hour?
One.
One cookie? I think you could eat more than that.
Two.
I'm not going to count all the way up with you.
Three.
In 1 hour, what is the total number of cookies that you could eat?
Four.
Just four?
Five.
This is not working out. How many cookies do you think Santa Claus could eat in 1 hour?
Seven.
Here. How many cookies do you think he could eat in 1 hour?
Nine.
You think he could eat nine cookies?
I mean, 29.
29. Could you eat 30 then to beat him or no?
What did you say?
Could you eat 30 cookies? One more than 29 or no?
No.
No, so you could not beat Santa Claus?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to know, I guess. What about me? Do you think I could eat more cookies than Santa Claus?
Yeah. Count how many you would eat.
126 in 1 hour.
And Santa would eat...
29.
No. 330.
Why is he going to eat so many more against me instead of you?
Because you are eating a high number.
Okay, and Santa's very competitive?
Yeah.
He likes to win?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've learned so much tonight. It's been nice chatting with you, buddy. Should we do this again tomorrow?
Hammer.
I'll take that as a
hammer, yes. Bale, rail, dale.
See you, bye-bye.
I let my grandma name Gale.
She'll like that. See you, bye-bye.